This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. You might have heard that Dan Gilbert of Quicken Loans and the Cleveland Cavaliers and Tom Gores of the Detroit Pistons, they want to build a soccer stadium in downtown Detroit and become owners of a Major League Soccer team. Gilbert wants to build on an unfinished Wayne County jail site. Cost overrun stopped the construction on that jail. And Gilbert wants it so bad that he's offering to build a new $500 million criminal justice complex for the county somewhere else. So the question is, why? An article in Deadspin says Major League Soccer is expanding at a furious rate. No one is making any money, but franchise values are rising while annual losses continue to mount. University of Michigan's Stefan Szymanski was quoted in that article, and he joins us now. Deadspin's headline asks whether Major League Soccer is a Ponzi scheme. What do you think of that?
Well, that's a fairly serious accusation since Ponzi schemes are illegal. But what it is hard to understand is how Major League Soccer can at the same time say that they are losing money and then say that they can sell franchises for $150 million each. It seems like some kind of pyramid scheme, and it's really hard to see how this is ultimately going to make money for the owners.
These expansions are happening at a pretty rapid pace. I mean, the question is, why invest in a stadium? The cost of the franchise, the $150 million you just mentioned, the likely tax incentives will mean more revenue loss for Detroit, for example. Ticket prices do not compare to other professional teams. Soccer's not making a lot of money at the gate, so how do you end up paying for all those costs?
Well, let's be clear on the one thing. Soccer in this country is growing at a breakneck speed. It is phenomenally popular and growing in popularity at the moment. So that's one reason why investors might look at soccer and say, well, this is a good business to get involved in. The problem that many of us have who look at this is we look at the business model of Major League Soccer and see that Major League Soccer's model is not really working. And here's the problem. People are not watching Major League Soccer on television.
And television revenues are that important to the formula.
All major professional sports leagues anywhere in the world that are successful generate most of their money from television and related services now, not from money at the gate. While Major League Soccer is said to be earning still about 80% of its revenue from gate money. And that's not sustainable as a business model. So the only way that this can work is if large numbers of people start to watch Major League Soccer on TV.
Well, you know, Dan Gilbert, Tom Gores, they know something about owning a sports franchise. They're both billionaires. Do they see a future that some others are just not there yet?
Well, I think here's the problem. People like Gores and Gilbert understand the American business model when it comes to sport, but they don't understand perhaps the way that the rest of the world operates very differently. And the reason that matters is not because you have to imitate the way soccer's organized in England or Spain or Germany, but because everybody in the world has to buy their talent in the same global market.
That's what I was going to ask you about. Are there enough quality soccer players to staff all the teams that are being added to Major League Soccer?
There are endless numbers of high-quality soccer players around the world who could play in the United States and would love to do so, but they charge market rates for their services. It's not like baseball or the NBA or the NFL, where really there's no serious alternative in employment. The top players have alternatives in many countries. They sell their services to the highest bidder. And the problem with Major League Soccer is the levels of salaries they're paying are just way behind the best leagues in the world. And that means that the quality on show is not very good. And that's why if people want to watch soccer on TV in the United States, they watch Liga MX, the Mexican League, or they watch the English Premier League, or they watch the European UEFA Champions League. They'll watch anything rather than watch MLS because they just don't have the good players.
So let's talk about how franchises, Major League Soccer's franchises today compared to European teams or for that matter anywhere soccer is well established.
So in order to become well established, they're going to have the best players. So that's the only way in which this works because it's a global market.
And they do not now? Or
they do not. They have perfectly decent players. They're perfectly reasonable. But to give you an example, they're probably competitive with players in the Belgian and Romanian leagues in Europe, somewhere like that. And those, frankly, are not leagues that attract a lot of attention. And of course, to give you an example, Belgium right now is producing some of the best players in the world. They're just not playing in Belgium. They go to the markets in England and Germany and Spain, where they get paid much, much higher salaries they can make in Belgium. And that's the problem in the United States. Even if the United States started to produce some of the world's very best players, which I think is quite possible in the not too distant future, they're still only going to go work abroad whilst Major League Soccer pays very low salaries. So that's the circle they have to square. The problem is that they need to spend more money on players in order to generate a high-quality product, which people will then watch on TV. But they refuse to do that. They keep the wages low, which means they continue to attract very small audiences on TV.
So why are they doing this huge expansion then? I mean, what is it, two teams this year, two teams next year? Detroit's in the wings, along with a number of other cities.
There are two theories here. One is soccer is growing in popularity in the United States. A rising tide raises all boats. And so even with a relatively low standard of play, they will eventually become a dominant league. The other alternative theory is that this is just a mistake, that you cannot, in a global market, build a strong league without paying the kinds of salaries paid in the rest of the world. And until they're prepared to do that, they will never attract an audience. And if they did decide to do that, they will only lose money in the process.
So is this a franchise expansion, a bubble that could burst in the near future?
It certainly could. One thing is, what keeps these people committed to the market? So, for example, if you look at audiences at the moment, so even just looking at the number of people going to the games, whilst the average for the league is rising this year, at more than half of the franchises that exist, actually attendance is down this year. So what's happening is the new teams are bringing in extra fans, but the existing teams are struggling to attract fans. And if some of the owners of those existing teams lost faith in the league model, then you could see someone running for the exit. And then people thinking about buying franchises would start to worry. And then the whole thing could come crashing down. Now, that may not happen. It may well be that they pursue this path to inevitable success, but there has to be a worry that this could actually collapse at some point.
So if Detroit is looking at attracting soccer, is there another way to do it than what's being pursued right now?
Detroit already has a very successful soccer team, Detroit City FC, which was founded 4 years ago and last week attracted a crowd of 7,500 people to watch them play in the national semifinal of the NPSL, the fourth tier in the US. They have incredibly committed fans and they provide a wonderful environment entertainment, and they're a community-based team. They don't have large amounts of money, but they actually provide something which is, in some sense, more authentic than the kind of corporate identity that is involved with Major League Soccer. And Detroit City FC is just one example. There are many, actually, in Michigan and across the country, teams like this that are growing up, which is one reason why the future for soccer in this country, regardless of what happens to MLS, is actually very bright.
So it's organic growth rather than this corporate investment.
There is a huge amount of organic growth going on at the moment. There's an awful lot of excitement about that. And in many ways, that provides a much more exciting and a much more genuine kind of entertainment, and one that perhaps has a better chance of succeeding in the long term.
Stefan Szymanski is co-author of Soccernomics. That's why he knows so much about it. And a professor of sport management at University of Michigan. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.